Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot's with us. We are awaiting to hear from LaShawn McCoy to talk about his event in Inglewood on December 6th. So we will bring you Shady as soon as he calls. Been here before. The last thing from the Sirianni press conference, which you said was the most tense.
I felt it was certainly up there with the most tense. Yeah.
What do you think was the source of the tension? Do you think it's that he is being questioned? Do you think it is?
My guess. A lot of the questions were about this fourth down play and what happened. I think Nick feels the questions are insinuating that a play was run he didn't call, or he wasn't involved in the play, or Jalen went and did his own thing and didn't listen to Nick. And Nick knows that's not the case. And so honestly, I think a lot of the confusion over the questions and the tension, it's a semantics thing. Like, Jalen checked to a different route, or AJ or whoever, based off of the look. That is, in some ways, you could call it an audible if you wanted, but I think an audible to me is more like changing the whole play, right?
Right.
And so I think Nick was defensive over the idea that they didn't run the play. And then I also think he doesn't want to be perceived as throwing Jalen under the bus because the play didn't work and people are making fun of the decision. And I think if he were to say Jalen checked to a different look, that it would be perceived as throwing Jalen under the bus.
So it is less about being questioned about going forward at all. The stress here is not that he's being questioned about not punting. The stress is that it is perceived as if the players are doing something that he didn't want them to do.
Yes, that's why I believe he got tense. I also think when he was asked about a bunch of times in a row, he probably felt, I have given you what I'm going to give you on this, and I'm not giving you any more. I don't fault the reporters at all for keeping asking. I think they were all fair questions, but I think that's why he got frustrated too.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, never mind.
Shady's here. How about it? And joining us now, as predicted, the greatest running back in Eagles history, LaShawn McCoy. Shady, thanks for joining us.
Oh, come on, man. It's home from a special place for you guys. You know that.
What's up, Shady?
All right, what's up, good brother? How you doing today, man?
Well, listen, we said greatest running back in franchise history. We forgot to mention running back of the decade with Adrian Peterson on the doorstep of the Hall of Fame. That's where you're at right now. I just want to throw out some more accolades your way. You feel me? Did I get all of them? Did I leave something out?
Hey, you missed some, but it's all good.
It's all good, brother. We want to start with the gala.
So you have the Friends of Shady Gala, which is December 6th at SoFi Stadium, which is in Inglewood. And the reason that is of note to people in Philly is because it's the night before Eagles Chargers. So a lot of Eagles fans will go out there for the game. So they have the opportunity to go to the event the night before. Joy Taylor's going to MC it. Dinner, dancing, live auction. If you want to get tickets, you go to 310originals.com, and the proceeds from it go to the Shades of Greatness Foundation, which is a nonprofit that benefits at-risk youth with scholarships and other stuff. So it's a great thing that you're doing. Is this the first year for the gala, or have you done it before?
Yeah, so it's the first year. I'm just trying to do different locations. We tried to tie it in with the Eagles because they have the game out here in L.A.
Yeah.
And I'm out here doing the TV stuff. So I think next year we'll bring it back home. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fans will come out. You know, I got a lot of my ex-teammates coming out, man. Got some different teams, right? Just trying to spread more awareness, man. And, me and my foundation, we did a lot of great things. We started in 2009. My grandmother passed with ALS. So we try to make a lot of awareness there and raise a lot of money for that. And also, current like neighborhoods that I played in, right? From Philadelphia to Harrisburg, place I grew up at, in the inner city communities, try to make a big impact. So that's one of the big things that we're doing for the gala.
So it's to get tickets is 310originals.com. And we work with a company called Fans of Philly that I'm sure has hundreds of people going out for the game. So we'll make sure we let them know and all those folks know that they can go to it as well. So, yeah. So cool, man. So what do you think? Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC or what?
I think so. I mean, it's funny. You know, Saquon was talking about the other day. It was like, it's funny how people could tell you how to win or how you should win. And the goal was just to win. Now, I would say some of these games should be a lot easier. I would say that. And as a player playing in that locker room and playing in that huddle, you want easier games. But a lot of times, there's games where you should win the game and you lose. And there's games you should have lost, played terrible, and you found a way to win. That is the journey of the NFL. So I think we're the best team in the NFC. I think we're the best team in the NFL, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I truly do.
This offense, Shady, when it's clicking, it's arguably the best offense in football. Detroit coming in here Sunday has an argument or a case for them being number one as well. But when you look at the talent we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be putting up 30 points a game. Now, I compared it from a talent standpoint to the offense, to an offense you played in when it was yourself, Brent Celek, Jason Avant, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. That's a lot of mouths to feed. And Michael Vick was at the quarterback position. That's a lot of mouths to feed. Talk about how difficult that can be each week. Now, you play running back, so you're going to get your touches for the most part, but trying to keep everybody happy sort of in that type of offense, what are some of the difficulties that you can run through or you can run into? And how did you guys sort of handle one guy being featured one week or one guy getting more touches versus the other guy? How did you guys handle that?
See, now, and this is a great question you asked that, because I'm always trying to figure this out. Now, the team you just talked about with them players I play with, mm-hmm. I think the Eagles' offense of skill position are better, right? DeSean mm-hmm. won't kill me for saying that, but I think they're better. Now, they won a championship also. Yeah. I think we probably were more productive, and that's why I can't figure out. You got Jalen Hurts as your quarterback. You got Saquon Barkley as your running back, right? Mm-hmm. You got A.J. Brown as your number one. You got Devontae Smith. There's no way they shouldn't be putting numbers up. When we play, we put numbers up. We put stats up. We turn the ball over a lot, and the defense wasn't as good. Just me being honest. I'm just talking
yeah.
honest.
Yep.
And I go back to, like, what is the problem? And I got to go to, like, I don't know if it's the play calling. I don't know if it's the game plan. Because you can have a good play caller, but sometimes the game plan not be as good. Like, for example, I did have Marty and I had Andy, so we were blessed there. But the 60 to 70 plays in a football game, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say it's hard to get the ball around, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if the running back will get 25 to 30 touches, let's just say 25 touches. Mm-hmm. And Saquon might get 5 in the air, but he's going to get 25 rushing for sure. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other 30, where's it going? Right?
It's a good point.
Jalen Hurts might scramble 3-4 times. Smitty should get about 7 good targets a game. And then AJ should get as many targets as he wants. You got a top 6 wide receiver in the game, right? Like, how does he get 2 targets in a 4-quarter football game? So, yes, I'm not arguing like, oh, well, we're winning. Yeah, we should win because we're a better team. But when guys and ownerships, they go out there, they pay good money for their GMs and head coaches to go out there and get a good team, right? Backups and starters. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Eagles team, owners would dream to have that type of offensive makeup, and we have it. So if you do stop the run, we should be able to throw the ball. If you do go to stop the pass, we should be able to run the ball. We have everything you need. I just don't agree with, yes, we won the game, yes, and I love that. But some of these games shouldn't be close because we have the skill positions to win big numbers. That's all.
See, that's why I like – he's talking to you as an offensive player. I know you wanted the damn ball. You think you can score every time you get the ball. You feel you can do that. And as a defensive player, you can appreciate that from guys that certainly have that confidence. I'm just wondering, when you guys were able to do it, though, were there – like I said, you're a running back, so you've got to touch the ball a little more than the wide receivers. But from those receivers, from D-Jack and Jeremy Maclin – How did they handle not getting the ball as much as maybe the other guy got the ball?
Yeah, well, every game is different. Every game is different.
Yeah.
But Andy would have, like, play calls where, hey, all right, listen, we going to get number 10 the ball these many times. That's you're going to try to, right? They call them targets. You want this Jeremy Maclin to get these type of targets. Selleck to get his, you know, but it's enough, right? I look at last year's the Ravens. So even though Saquon had like 2,000 yards, which is the best, you know, offensive performance from running back ever, Derrick Henry had, what, 1,800 yards, 1,900
yards? Yeah, 1,900,
right? Yep. And Lamar had a phenomenal year throwing the ball because they both help each other out. Mm-hmm. You can go back to the freaking greatest show on turf. They was all getting the rock. Some games you won't get the ball. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
And there's other games you will, but there shouldn't be a year where, like, the main guys ain't getting involved. Why would the hell would you go out there and pay the quarterback $200 million, your running back 20-something a year, your wide receivers $25 to $30 million a year if you ain't going to use them? It's like going to war. Get all this ammo, all these different guns, and you just shooting two of them. You get what I'm saying? Like, that part, I don't know that because I'm not in the locker room. People can't, and people try to, but you can't answer that question, mm-hmm. you know? But you can bring up, like, certain questions that need to be answered.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy with us. So you said, you're not sure as to why. When you're watching it, what do you see, I guess? Because, you know, we have conversations about it all day long. They're too risk averse. They, you know, they're too worried about turning the ball over, all those sorts of things. You know, even the running game was dominant last year. And this is, like, debatably the worst season of Saquon's career from a production standpoint. So when you're watching it, is there something that sticks out to you that they're not doing or they could be doing?
Yeah, it's a few things. And I don't want to, like, criticize the offense of whoever's putting the game plan together, because I think Nick Sirianni is a top three coach in football. Yeah. Are you with your mama? But it's more of like, okay, you watch guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson, and they're always, like, game planning or trying to scheme up ways to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. So, like, there should never be a time where we're 3rd and 10, 3rd and 9, and we doing draws? Or are we trying to – how? You know what I'm saying? Now, so other teams, they don't have the experience. They don't have the talent. They might want to play safe. I think sometimes I watch our offense, I think we play as to not lose the game, compared to go out there and win the game. We're the better team, that's better players, let's go play. I think sometimes we get into that category of, you know what, hey, let's play safe, let's not lose it. 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, let's just get a little run, right? Let's punt it. Like, we play too safe. Like, we are the defending champs. We are the big dogs. We got a big-ass offense. Let's play ball. You get what I mean? Like, we have the players to go out there and do it. I think sometimes when I watch the games, I think our offense is too vanilla. I don't see enough of scheming. Like, when you watch a defense, okay, you'll watch how it works in NFL, is you'll watch the last 5 games, right? 3 or 5 games of the defense. Okay, how can we beat this defense, right? We'll get in this formation, they'll check to this. How can we beat it? And you'll see guys the star dudes, some guys like wide receivers in the back, so they motion out or they go to different formations to get what they want. That's called scheming up. You talk about the Lions' offense. Look at how many times they move around St. Brown. Look at how many times they use Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, those are game planning and scheming up things. When I watch us, two things I hate. I think we play too conservative and we don't play enough offense. We play a lot of defense, as in, let's not be too aggressive. Let's just be conservative. Let's punt it away. And the second thing is, we don't game plan or scheme up our superstar wide receivers. We don't do that.
So, Shady, you mentioned superstar wide receivers. This year, we've had a lot of conversation about what AJ has sort of intimated publicly. It's debatable what he's saying when he's saying it, but it seems like he's not generally happy with the amount he's been able to contribute this year. You coming from, as Ike mentioned, a locker room full of talented players, how do you imagine, and I know you're not in there, but if there was one guy who was publicly saying this a lot, would that affect what is happening in the locker room? What sort of effect do you think the AJ stuff has on the team?
Yeah, see, a lot of that stuff is just media stuff. For the media to click on and make it a big deal on social media, oh, he's not happy. The brother's happy because we are winning. Now, is he, like, jumping for joy? Probably not, right?
Yep.
Imagine, how can I break this down to the people out there? And I don't know if they played or not, but imagine you have a job and you're one of the best in your job, but you came in, you have no chance to display that because you don't get the opportunity to. Nobody would be happy about it. I don't care what wide receiver you know, right? And I played with some real good ones that was great teammates. Like, Mike Evans was a great teammate. He's probably the best team I ever played with. And he wasn't selfish, right? He needed the ball. He didn't complain. But there was times where, hey, man, he won't say it to Tom Brady. But, hey, Tom, like, I touched the ball in, like, two games. Like, I ain't happy about that. Like, wide receivers are the most, I don't want to call them prima donnas, though, but they like to get the ball. Mm-hmm. Imagine playing a game where you want to help out and you can't. And then we give you two targets and you a number five top wide receiver in the league. Nobody will be happy about that. So I won't call it a distraction. I think any player that's a competitor that really cares, they're not going to be happy about that. Yeah. So I get his frustration. That's why I give him a pass. But I've been on other teams where guys have been distracted. They're not getting the ball. They cussing the coach out. They in practice being a distraction, you know, act like they're hurt. You know, guys, a running back gets a long run and he needs one more defender and the wide receiver don't block him. Those are distractions. You get what I'm saying? Those are distractions.
Yeah.
But stating like, oh, man, I'm not happy because I'm not getting the ball, that's not a distraction.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Shady. Mm-hmm. Again, the Friends of Shady Gala, December 6th at SoFi Stadium, which is in Inglewood, right there near L.A. It's the night before Eagles-Chargers. If you want tickets, 310originals.com is the website to go, and it all benefits the Shades of Greatness Foundation. Thank you again for joining us, Shady. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Appreciate it, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Got a lot of love for y'all, man. Fly, we fly.
All right, bro.
There he is. You know what I like about Shady? He still says we when he talks about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does the we thing.
He does the we.
It's a natural we thing. It's a natural we thing.
Well, his ultimate statement he made. Didn't he say he would – he said something to the fact that he would have given the two Super Bowl rings back to win one with the Eagles. Either he said win one with the Eagles or to retire as an Eagle, something like that.
I believe that. Yeah.
No, I do believe that. Yeah, I don't think he ever wanted to play for another team than the Eagles.
And the second one, I mean, he didn't take a snap, I don't think. You know?
Come on, man. Hey, all I know is he got two rings.
Giving up that ring.
Get that one back. Yeah.
Well, James Bradbury seemed to really appreciate his ring.
He enjoyed his, yeah.
Dude, you would have thought Bradbury. Carson threw his out. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's sold on eBay. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see that in a pawn shop.
Yes, I'm sure.
Carson's coming back for a reunion, Elliot. You need to get on board.
I think he will come back for the reunion.
Thank you.
Of course he is.
Well, yeah, he should.
He wore the dad season hat? Come on.
Yeah, we're back, dude. We're cooking.
Elliot, how puzzling was Jaire Alexander walking away from the Eagles? We've had Just this team is 7-2. Two players have gotten here and said no thanks in 2 weeks or less. Za'Darius Smith and Jaire Alexander. And Brandon Graham came back from being retired.
He's like, yeah, I'll sign up.
So they're net positive.
Yeah,
net negative.
All that in 10 weeks. It's unbelievable.
The Jaire Alexander thing is definitely puzzling from when I was standing next to him at his locker and he was really excited to be here, felt he could definitely play, thought he would play against Green Bay. It became less puzzling after he didn't travel. I think that was a red flag that something was going on. There is no reason for him not to travel to that game. He practiced. All the other players that were traded traveled. So that was a weird part of it. As to why he retired, who knows, right? They said mental and physical things. You wonder if maybe he practiced for a week and it didn't go well, either for him or for the team, right? Maybe the team was thinking this is not going to work. But ultimately, I think what hurts them is this happens after the trade deadline, right? Like they acquired him.
Do they get the pick back?
No.
They do not.
Okay. Damn. I'm gonna make sure.
Howie season.
Yeah. I listen.
Hashtag Howie season.
Two practices.
I laughed when I heard Coach Sirianni this morning with John and those guys. He's like, yeah, I enjoyed the short time I knew.
Yeah, he said that today. Yeah.
You brought it up to Terry McKee last night, I'm thinking, I bet Terry McKee never even met the guy.
All-time players lounge moment.
Yeah.
It's me, Ike, and Hugh talking about Jaire and why he retired, and Tanner's just sitting there for eight minutes, just quiet.
I never did get a chance to meet the guy, actually.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, I do think that right now, this is viewed as like a kind of crazy, funny story because the defense just played well. Mm-hmm. If in 2 weeks, that second cornerback spot is really struggling, it becomes less funny and crazy, and it becomes more the shot they took on a corner at the deadline did not work.
Yeah. Look, Elliot, you got to give Howie the benefit of the doubt.
Would you say he's great, a good or great GM?
He's great, not good. Even though two players he brought in to solve problems.
Man. Retired.
Well, less than
relief.
Look, I'm just being honest. Za'Darius Smith was their best edge, and he left in 2 weeks, and Jaire Alexander was brought in to be the second quarterback.
Well, he's not their leading sack guy anymore. That's fine.
Congratulations.
Took four games for him to have to retire.
Wow.
It's not good.
No.
Now, Adoree played well last game, I thought.
He did, yeah. Here was just one other thing from the Nick Sirianni press conference. Here is when he was asked about AJ. At a certain point, Nick Sirianni's not going to answer it in... like, honestly, I get his point. He can't answer the question.
So I do think some context here. Yeah. This was after the
all of the other stuff.
Yeah, so I think he was probably just at his
point. Oh, yeah, he was at the end of this thing.
He was just ready for this thing to be over. Yeah, so I think that's part of it. But
and that was after getting grilled by the morning show, too.
Yes, exactly.
About it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I do think he is tired of talking about it.
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen will probably get asked tonight.
Before you go,
he handles it a lot better.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
He just doesn't say anything.
Well, yeah, maybe he can say what he said.
He just won't say a single word.
Yeah, he just won't say anything.
Go to the next question. Yes.
Maybe he'll say what he said to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. He's a talented player, and he's here.
Yes, beautiful. That was the quote from Jalen about AJ.
I missed that.
Oh,
he said he's a hell of a player, and he's here.
Well, did
and
you see
here.
When I asked AJ about Jalen throwing the game-winning touchdown pass?
Yes.
What he said?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, he was like, Jalen saw something, Devontae made a play, essentially.
He was like, Jalen saw it, made the right throw, Devontae made a great play.
Everything's fine. They're trolling us.
Yeah,
we're the idiots.
Elliot, before you go, and we all love the Go Birds podcast where you can subscribe.
You.
Give us an update on touchdowns for books.
Yeah, so we're over $10,000 in donations, which is crazy. That's
hell
over,
yeah.
Over, yeah, thank you, Jack. You've really helped with that with all the tweets you sent out.
Yes.
So over 5,000 books. So thank you to everybody that has donated. Obviously, we're doing this till the end of the season. So you could win a Zach Bond signed football. You can win, or you could get a shirt by Dewani Sarai, who does some of the best Philly sports artwork in the city. So you can check the link out. Every donation helps, but just super, super appreciative to those that have donated already.
Yeah.
Have you sold 5,000 books?
No. Well, I can't tell with Amazon. You know, I'm not.
So maybe it is 5,000.
I'm not privy to those conversations, but I've definitely done close to 1,500.
Well, there you go.
That's not bad.
And how many?
And how many? How many have you donated to Treehouse Books in Elliott's?
We're considering
you're
it.
Working together.
Yeah, we're
gonna give us 10% off each one we purchase.
I don't know, on, Jim. So here, can we play the Elliot back and forth with the AJ?
Yeah, hold on real quick. Treehouse Books is what is the organization that does this. They get kids in North Philly books so they can be smarter and have great lives. Yeah. And the goal now, $15,000?
That's the new goal, yeah.
Okay,
and you guys are in third right now.
Yes, and our team is in third place in fundraising, which is third? First, buddy.
Like, when have you ever wanted to be third?
I don't know who's in first or second.
Well, screw them. We got to be in first.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I will tweet out the link, and Jack will nicely probably post it without any context on the WIP Afternoon Show Twitter account.
Tweet.
We would love your donations, or you can join our team as well. All right, go ahead, Jack. Smitty, be the fly. And you, boy, you know what? I thought you'd only do that stuff to us. You did it to him.
Yeah.
You did a, what's that say about Jalen?
Yeah. That was a chance to compliment him. Jalen had the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, you tried to set him up.
You did.
No, it's a chance to say something nice about him.
Believe me, I can appreciate you.
Yeah,
you tried to give him an opportunity.
It's a layup.
It's a layup question.
And then this is what Jalen said about AJ on Monday Night Football.
He's a hell of a player.
You can just hear Jalen saying that, too.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player. He's here.
And that's that.
And that's that. All right.
Well,
thank you as always, Elliot.
Yeah. I mean, everything's okay.
It was a positive that Jalen was the quarterback in the Twitch game for the Eagles. Can you imagine if that bad boy was Tanner McKee?
That's a good point, Elliot.
That is a very good point.
Now,
Jalen in the game.
Elliot, what do you make of Devontae having zero targets?
I thought that was interesting. Should ask Devontae today, do you think you're involved enough in AJ's offense?
Yeah, AJ's bad
Tanner
offense.
McKee is the quarterback.
I kind of want to check the tape.
500 yards.
Go check.
Listen, that lets you know he's aware that he would have been on it. That's a public stream.
Yeah.
Somebody else would have noticed that.
Privately, he's got Sam Howell in there.
215-592-9494. Great job, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Flyers in 50 is next. Your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.